Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A mild evening is settling across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle breeze, while Jerusalem feels cooler as night approaches. In Haifa, the skies remain clear. It's a pleasant night for those outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports an hour ago that discussions around half a ton of uranium could be crucial for the Iran nuclear agreement. Also, Ynet says Iran claims a peace deal with the U.S. won't be signed this Sunday. Also this hour, JNS reports IDF has killed three terrorists and dismantled arms storage in Gaza, targeting PIJ and Hamas commanders. Separately, Axios notes Iran has fired missiles at Israel, potentially disrupting ceasefire talks. And finally, Australian Jewish News highlights the Melbourne Holocaust Museum's struggles with persistent anti-Semitic abuse. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, posted minutes ago about increasing online anti-Semitism. He highlighted recent incidents targeting Jewish individuals and a Jewish celebrity. Iris, a concerned citizen, wrote just now questioning the transparency of the U.S.-Iran agreement. She pointed out inconsistencies in media reports. The Times of Israel posted earlier today that Pakistan claims a U.S.-Iran deal is imminent, though Tehran disagrees. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the uranium talks, Walla reports that while Washington views the potential agreement as a step to remove enriched uranium from Iran, Tehran's stance remains firm on retaining the material. This ongoing debate could dictate the future of international diplomacy with Iran. Turning to the U.S.-Iran peace talks, Ynet indicates Tehran's hesitation despite Pakistan's optimism. The delay reportedly stems from unresolved nuclear terms. This uncertainty affects regional stability and international relations. Meanwhile, in Gaza, JNS provides details on the IDF's latest operation. Three terrorists linked to PIJ and Hamas were neutralized and arms caches destroyed. This action aims to curb future attacks and maintain security for Israeli citizens. That strike comes hours after Axios reported missile fire from Iran toward Israel. Such aggression threatens to unravel recent ceasefire efforts. This escalation raises concerns over renewed conflict and its impact on civilians. And on the issue of anti-Semitism abroad, the Australian Jewish News shares the toll on the Melbourne Holocaust Museum. Staff and volunteers face daily harassment, highlighting the persistent challenge of combating hate. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business notes, major companies are diving into Pride events, transforming the social movement into a significant commercial opportunity. Separately, Globes reports that Wall Street's struggles have weakened the shekel, reversing recent gains for the Israeli currency. And finally, CTEC highlights Rilo's impressive $85 million funding round, valuing the Israeli startup at $500 million. Rilo aims for $1 billion in revenue by 2028, focusing on AI-driven accessibility tools. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 7 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.